Hi, and welcome to the podcast about whiskey with me, Tony Waterston. On this week's first episode of the Whiskey Podcast, I speak to a local whiskey shop in the Kirkintilloch area, and I speak to them about what events they have on. They are known for doing their whiskey tastings, and during the Canal Festival, which is the 26th of August, they'll have a whiskey festival in Kirkintilloch Town Hall. The shop is the Spirit of Alba on Kirkintilloch Main Street. I was joined by Jim Hopkins and Craig Simpson from the Spirit of Alba shop. I'm here with Jim and Craig from the Spirit of Alba shop in Kirkintilloch. Could you tell us a bit more about what your shop sells? And
so we sell a range of spirit from all over the world. We do predominantly whiskey. We kind of specialise in whiskey, but we also do gin, vodka, tequila, mezcal, bourbon, rum. We do a whole range of Scottish rums that we focus on, and we also do craft beers as well.
What got you into the world of whiskey?
Kind of always been, I used to be a manager at Morrison's, so at that point I kind of fell in love with whiskey and became really infatuated with whiskey. Like, I really wanted to know more about whiskey, and then started doing, going to tastings, and Jim was hosting tastings at the time, and then we just kind of just became really good friends from there, and now we have a shop together. It's kind of mad that how life changes. It kind of goes in different ways. So after that I was a designer in a design agency, and going to tastings with Jim, and Jim running tastings, and then kind of started helping him out with design work as well. Started kind of redoing his posters for him as well, and before you know it, we're labelling our own bottles. I was hand labelling them
over
in my kitchen. We changed the branding and stuff. Like, everything's changed. So it's been quite a crazy journey to get here to Weaver.
What events do you do? You touched on it a wee bit there, event-wise.
Yeah, we do a whole lot of things. We have tastings in the store every month, which are always well attended. We also have an annual whisky festival, which is held at the same time as the Canal Festival in Kirkintilloch. And this year, that's going to be the 26th of August. And the festival's held in the town hall here in Kirky. We also do private tastings. We do private bottlings. We probably do whatever anybody wants, as long as it's to do with drink.
As long as we can get money out of it.
As long as we can make money, we'll do it. So through Craig, we do a lot of social media. We're quite highly involved with that. Do get a lot of outreach and interest through that. We opened the shop during COVID. We made sure we could open, first of all. So it was actually a good time for us to open. It was difficult for many people. But for a business perspective from us, it was good, because it made that the locals came here because there was nothing else open. It started to build a good relationship that way. And then as that was relaxed through the social media, that reached out with Kirkintilloch, and we get people coming from all over now. Obviously in the Glasgow area, but further all over Scotland and even internationally now. People seeing and hearing who we are and what we're about and coming to see us. So it's taken 3 years to really do that, and it'll take more, but we're doing really well, and it's been very successful.
If people were wanting to come in and get whiskies, what would your top five whiskies be?
It was difficult. It's like asking someone your favourite song.
Your favourite child.
It changes, like, we are specialists, so we know what we're talking about, and so we try and assess what somebody likes, who they're buying for, and I'll maybe say, like, you know, if they come in with no idea, we'll be like, well, what do they usually drink? What? But in terms of a top five, our stuff actually changes so regularly that we don't really have a top five. Like, people come in and be like, what's your best seller? But we don't really have a best seller, because this is such an organic process in here that everything changes from month to month. So a lot of the time you get people coming in and they'll be like, I've not seen any of this, like, since the last time they were in. Like, it's one of these things that does change a lot.
Yeah, you find with a lot of shops in this sort of business, It's the generic names that are always in the shop. People come in and they see what they know and then they just pick it off the shelf. We try and have something different continually. So, yeah, as Craig said, from week to week, from day to day, things can change dramatically in here and the shelves can empty and we fill it up with something completely different. But almost going back to your original question, what's our top ones? We also have to taste everything, which is a really difficult job. It's a hardship we feel that we need to.
It's our burden. It's our
gift to the world that we do this. So yeah, we'll taste everything. So that's why it's so difficult for us to say, because the number of whiskies that come through here, it changes a continual basis. There's probably styles that we might say that we prefer, but even that, changes on a constant basis. We're probably the wrong people to ask that question, which is probably bad, but yeah, it changes all the time.
Thank you for your time, Craig and Jim.
No, not at all. Thank you.
That was my interview with Jim and Craig from Spirit of Alba. I'll catch you again for the next episode. And the next episode features some Irish whiskey for a change.